cruising through our open home hour. Open lines at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text messages can be sent to 411-923 or email info@rosieonthehouse.com, like Sarah did a moment ago, wanting to know what was the name of the manufactured housing company that you mentioned in July. Well, I don't remember specifically which one she heard because we referenced multiple sources, but all of those were in our blog. And what we do as part of being every Arizona homeowner's best friend is on Saturday's broadcast, if you go to the homepage, there's quick links. And those quick links take you to each topical hour of the broadcast with all the resources we have there. And that particular conversation was in our 9 o'clock hour, or on the house hour, where we talked specifically something on housing, and that Saturday was on manufactured housing. And you can go back to our blog in July, and all of our articles are saved there. The quick links get updated weekly, but those articles live online indefinitely.
It really is a digital encyclopedia for Arizona home ownership. And you can subscribe to a weekly newsletter that comes to your email box, and it'll list the quick links for that particular week. Now, this particular week, the topic of the week was the Arizona indoor-outdoor lifestyle. In the 9 o'clock hour, we had Don Ryden, a longtime friend and architect from the Phoenix metro area, come in and talk about the evolution of housing. Grab that podcast and grab some ideas. Enjoy the conversation that we had with him about how you can better understand the concept of indoor-outdoor living. In the 8 o'clock hour, we had a great conversation with Arizona Farm Bureau about hashtag peppers, as well as White Barn Hay and Cattle Company down in Sulphur Springs Valley, and beef you could order.
He's actually on the...
He's on the edge of it.
East side of the Dragoons. Sulphur Springs on the west side.
Chiricahua.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, I didn't want to give away the mountain range.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful country. And if you follow along in our home maintenance calendar, it's a physical calendar we'll send you that has a list of the topics coming up that we'll be covering that month, along with our weekly to-do we cover here. We tackle one maintenance item per broadcast so we can keep up with the maintenance of our home. One honeydew a week is a lot easier than letting 50 stack up. And then ultimately, if you end up in a situation you're trying to sell the home and there's all these to-dos that start whittling away at your equity in negotiations, depending on the market location of the home, well, you know, keeping up with those weekly maintenance eliminates that and keeps your home in a competitive advantage. And it's so much more enjoyable. How often do you hear people say, gosh, I wish we'd have done this years ago, and now we did it, and we're selling it, and we're not even going to enjoy it.
Yeah, right. Happens a lot.
A home that can go on the market today is a very enjoyable home to live to, and the goal we constantly striving to as homeowners. And we've got painting condition this week, and to look at what we're looking for in signs of a resurface due or coming due for a paint job, we've got Joe Campbell of the Arizona Paint Company joining us to walk through what we call conditions conducive for a new paint job. Joe, thanks for spending a few minutes your Saturday morning to help us become every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Yeah, Romy, Rosie, appreciate you having me on.
The article this week talks about refreshing dull, chipped, and damaged paint. Let's start real quick on the exterior of a home. How do I know the exterior of my home is ready for a new paint job?
Well, the best thing I like to do is have the homeowner first check the south and the west side of the house, because those get the most weather and the sun damage. And the first thing I want everybody to do is to rub their hand over the stucco and see if any chalking paint's coming off. That's the biggest telltale sign that your paint's failed, and it's probably time to look at a paint job.
I encourage people, if you've got a darker color paint, use a white rag. If you've got a lighter color paint, use a red mechanic shop rag. You can buy at O'Reilly Auto Parts. And rub the stucco and see if the coloring comes off on the rag.
Yep, absolutely. That's one of the first ways to check. The second area you want to check is your wood trim. or your wood siding if you have any. You're going to want to look for any peeling paint, any areas that the wood is showing, because paint's kind of like a raincoat. It protects your house. And if there's any areas that aren't protected, it's leaving it open to the sun and to the wind and water. And that's what causes damages and causes rotten wood and causes your stucco to start coming off. So it's important to really get those areas protected before the weather damages them any further.
One of the areas of a home, other than the wood, that's going to show, it's kind of a key indicator that kind of tells me this home's probably about ready due for a paint job, is that area between the stucco and the dirt, that stem wall. It takes the most abuse with the sprinklers, the weed eaters, the lawnmowers. If that little exposed foundation is peeling, cracking, Spalding, another good key indicator, maybe it's time to consider an exterior paint job.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of the lower areas of your house, they get that sprinkler, they get that water damage, and that's the first place it's going to show, along with any of the wood on the home.
Now let's move inside. How do you know when it's time to repaint inside?
Well, interior, you know, we're fortunate because it does last a little bit longer because it's not, you know, doesn't have the elements hitting it. But if you're not able to wash any handprints off, if it starts rubbing the paint off, that's definitely a good sign. Or if you see any major cracks in the drywall or cracking around where the baseboards meet the drywall, that's the first sign that it's time to look at painting.
Joe, how do you paint a wall to give it the depth and the coverage that you need to make it look like a professional job?
Well, definitely we do two coats on everything. That's one of the most important things. And then when you're rolling, typically we're going to cut in first, actually, around the ceiling and the trim line. And then we're going to roll two coats. And you don't start in the middle of the wall like a lot of people think. You're going to, you know, want to go from the top to the bottom, left to right, down the wall. So don't start right in the middle and work out. Have a plan, start in the top left and move down to the bottom right. That's the way that most professionals do it, and that'll give you the best coverage over everything.
When I broke into the trades, I was fortunate to learn from a very good painter who is now retired, a man by the name of Dave Dace, who lived up in the Royal Madison Meadows area, and I worked with him for almost a year. And I learned on almost the very first job, never put your 5-gallon paint bucket in the middle of the floor.
Yeah, never do that, and always use a drop cloth because you just never know when you might take a wrong step. I've stepped in the middle of a paint bucket before, and you know, luckily we had drop cloths down and everything, so it can happen to anybody.
Do not put the paint bucket in the middle of the floor. Stand it up against the wall you're not currently painting.
Yep, keep it out of the way for sure.
Now, cleaning a painted wall. Talk a little bit about sheen. If I'm going to repaint a house, how much gloss do I need to get into that interior paint to really make it reasonably easy to clean for a good amount of time?
You know, they're coming out with some new technology in paint. So some of the matte finishes are actually washable. But we're still recommending one step up from that, which is called an eggshell finish. Now, eggshell is not the color like a lot of people think. It's the shine level. So it's one step above a flat. It's got some washability to it. You know, if you have kids or pets, you can take a damp sponge and wash that dirt right off without washing away the paint. So that's typically what we're using on all the walls in the house. And then on your trim and doors and in the bathrooms and kitchen, we're using a semi-gloss, which has a little bit more washability to it because you're going to get a little bit more you know, grease in your kitchens and steam and stuff in the bathrooms.
All great tips from a professional for those of you who would like to try and tackle the paint job yourself. But if you don't, if you get through that first room and decide, I've had enough of this, how would they get a hold of the good folks at Arizona Paint Company?
You know, we do all free estimates, no strings attached. So just give us a call in Phoenix at 602-607-0880 or Tucson 520-724-1200, or you can always go to our website www.arizonapaintingcompany.com.
Joe, we sure appreciate you joining us.
Romy, Rosie, it's been a pleasure. I appreciate everything.
All right.
I got a funny story I can share now because this person doesn't live in state, but with Remy, when Remy, when we were getting ready for him, and we, you know, previously we just had the two girls, and so the rooms were girl colors. So we moved the Tinley and Roxy into one room, and we painted Remy's room to look like a boy's bedroom. And our neighbor said, oh, no, Amanda, I'm a great painter. I'm going to help you. We're going to come over. We're going to do this. We won't even have to bother Romy. It's going to be a great surprise.
Bada bing, bada boom.
The definition of great painter has a huge variation. I mean, didn't cut in corners. You could see the roll marks by hand. I walked in, and they were still doing it, and she's talking, not even paying attention. I looked at Amanda. I'm like, she just rolled her eyes, so I didn't say anything.
Yep.
They got done. And I guess you get an A for effort, but the only thing it cost us was more in paint. Because I am not living with this. It would drive me nuts. This isn't my room, but I cannot walk into this room with this. And for the next three nights up till midnight, getting that room just perfect. There's nothing like a good paint job.
Well, there isn't. And I'll tell you, it's masterful to watch a true painter work. And I learned it back in the late 70s, early 80s in the Madison Meadows neighborhood of North Central Phoenix, where everyone had wood, true divided, tin light French doors. So every repaint job included picking someone on the paint crew to go paint all those little wood edges around all those tin light French doors. And man, you wanted to do anything other than that. It's a 2.5-inch tapered brush with just the right amount of paint on it. And the good guys could do it without even masking the window pane off. They could lay it in there right up against that glazing compound between the wood and the glass and never get a drop, not a speck, on the glass. I never got that good.